Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, and this is Let's Recite the Quran. Today we will be reciting the beautiful surah, Suratul Muzammil, together, inshallah. A little bit about the surah before we begin. This surah was revealed just before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a very important responsibility to the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. It's a very, very important surah. It's a surah that many of the ulama recommend us to memorize. And it's a surah that kind of talks about the Salatul Layl. And we'll talk about more about Salatul Layl later on in this episode, inshallah. Today with me, I have Brother Hassan, Brother Hussein, and Brother Ali. Welcome everyone to the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Prepared for the surah?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So this surah talks about the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet to prepare himself for a great responsibility. And in order to prepare for that responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding him to be awake in the night and pray and recite the noble Quran. Staying awake in the night when everybody is asleep, when all the enemies are asleep, when all the creation are at rest, you remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that point in time, it's one of the most beautiful things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O Prophet, when everybody is taking their peaceful rest, you wake up and prepare yourself and open up the capacity for yourself. Speak and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the Quran and praying.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhal muzammil.
O you who wraps himself in clothing.
Qumil layla illa qalila.
Arise to pray the night except for a little.
Nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila.
Half of it, or subtract from it a little.
أَوْزِدَ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا.
Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا.
Indeed, we will cast upon you a heavy word.
So let's get on to the surah without any delay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'll ask Ali to repeat after me at this point. يا أيها المزمل
يا أيها المزمل.
So Ali, can you tell me what is going on at the first part of this verse? Which hukm or which rule do you see here?
Yes. First we have mad.
Uh-huh. Where is the mad?
On ya.
Uh-huh. On ya. So ya with the fatha, and then we have a mad, and then we have hamza after that. This kind of mad, we call it connecting mad. Mad al-wasila. Mad that is there because we want to connect to another letter. So when we have ya ayyuhal muzammil, the mad at the beginning, the ya, the alif after ya, which of course in different writings is going to be different, but in Uthman Taha writing, the alif is on top of the ya itself with the mad.
Yes.
How much do you have to pull this?
For six counts.
For 4 to 5 or even 6 counts, that's
yeah.
Fine. Usually the necessary mad, madul lazim, is 6 counts. But you can also extend this to 6 counts, but it's optional. You can go from 4 to 6 counts as well. Ya ayyuhal muzammil. Keep in mind, the hamza after the mad is one of those words, one of those letters that you have to make sure that you kind of cut the sound. Ya. You can't continue with the mad. There needs to be a distinction between the mad and hamza. You can't say, ya ayyuhal. Make sure you put a small cut in your sound, not in your breath, in your sound when you're reciting this. Ya ayyuhal muzammil. Can you tell me the next rule that can be applied in this verse, Brother Hassan?
The
pronunciation of the letter.
Which letter?
Letter ha.
Letter ha. Well, that's pronunciation, that's qira'ah.
Yes.
One of the rules of tajweed that we must consider is alif ul wasl. Can you find that? Can you tell me where is alif ul wasl?
After the letter alif ayyuha.
Okay.
Before
at the beginning of al-muzammil.
Yes.
The first alif of al-muzammil is aliful wasl, meaning that when you're connecting the previous letter, previous sound, to the sound of this word coming up after aliful wasl, the aliful wasl is considered silent. You cannot make the sound of aliful wasl. It's just there that when you're, if you're starting that, if you're starting from that alif, that's when you use the sound of alif al-wasl. We have places following these verses where we have alif al-wasl, and we will start from those as well very soon.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil. So, Alif al-Wasl is silent. Al-Muzammil becomes Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil without Ya Ayyuha Al-Muzammil.
Yes.
It's connected.
Yes.
Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil. And the last tajweed hukm that we can find in this, Hussein, can you tell me?
I think it's tashdeed.
Tashdeed of?
Tashdeed of both za and
the za meme. And meme,
yes.
Right? Muzammil. Now,
yes.
When you have idgham, when you have tashdeed of meme, what do you do here? There is usually the hukm of ghunna.
Yes.
You use a nasal sound. Ya ayyuhal muzammil. You see that nasal sound that comes out when you're reciting meme?
Yes.
Muzammil. That nasal sound should be clear because there is ghunna. So that's the first verse. The second verse, inshallah, Hassan will recite after me. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا
قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا
Hussein, can you point out where he is making a small mistake?
Yes, in layl, he's reciting kasra instead of fatha.
Uh-huh. So it's supposed to be قُمِ اللَّيْلَ قُمِ what?
Layl.
Hassan, can you repeat? قُمِ
قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا
Very good. So it's not قُمِ اللَّيْلِ. Be careful
yes.
with the harakat. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Now, we will not put too much time on these verses because we have mentioned many of the ahkam previously as well. Just one important hukm I want to mention here is تَخْفِيم, or making the sound heavy.
Yes.
There are some words that you always have to pronounce with a heavy sound, with a mouthful of sound. Which letter do you think are those? It's repeated twice in this verse.
Qaf.
Qaf. So whenever you're reciting qaf, you have to use a heavy sound. It has to be a mouthful sound. Qumi layl. Not a very light one. Qumi layl. Make sure it's very mouthful. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا It occupies the entire sound of your mouth when you're reciting it. So
yes.
That's the second verse. The next verse, inshallah, Brother Hussein will recite after me. نِصْفَهُ أَوِيَنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا
نِصْفَهُ أَوِيَنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا
Very beautiful. Just one small, betterment in your recitation. Can you recite the awin once again?
Awin qus.
One more time.
Awin qus.
Can you point out what's going on there, Brother Ali?
On ikhfa.
The noon. Uh-huh. What is the noon there?
It's sakin.
It's noon sakin. When you have noon sakin, what do? You
hide the sound of noon.
No, of course, it's sakin. You hide the sound of noon, but there is ghunna there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to bring the nasal sound. It's very important. And when you have the ghunna, usually what happens? The sound is extended to one beat. Awinqus. Right? Make sure you make the nasal sound, and then you also extend. You should not say awinqus. The noon is not idhar here.
Yes.
The noon here must be ghunna, and it should be silent. Shouldn't be the sound of noon shouldn't be out. It's a ghunna. Nisfahu, once again, there is med here. After the ha, nisfahu, there is a small med. And that med is medul wasila, once again. It connects to the alif afterwards. Nisfahu awinqus minhu qaleela. And again, qaf here. Consider the ahkam of takhfim. Let's move on to the next verse. I'll recite the last two verses of this episode, verse number 4 and verse number 5, and inshallah we will do the recitation together.
أوزد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا.
So these are verses 1 to 5 of Surah Al-Muzzammil. Let's recite it all together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا صدق الله العلي العظيم.
So these were verses 1 to 5 of Surah Al-Muzzammil. We'll end this episode of Surah Al-Muzzammil, verse 1 to 5, inshallah, for today.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن